Welcome to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Conversations that are real, raw, and relevant. Let's get the conversation started now.
Hey, welcome to Necessary Conversations. I'm so excited to have you joining me today. This is Daryl Taliaferro, and listen, we are back live on the air. Well, it's not really the air, but you get what I'm saying. Listen, I want to talk about something that I think that you need to hear. As a matter of fact, no, I know you need to hear it. And it's simply this: you can do hard things. Now, I know this phrase gets thrown around a lot, but I want you to really sit in it for a moment. I don't want you to think of this as simply a motivational quote, not as something cute to post on social media, but as a real hard truth. Because somewhere along the way, you've convinced yourself that life is too difficult right now. You've convinced yourself that maybe you don't have what it takes to do what you need to do. But that can't be further from the truth. I want you to know that you can do hard things. Here's reality. Hard things are a part of every meaningful life. Nobody gets through life without struggle. Nobody gets through life without navigating challenges and issues and problems. As a matter of fact, the Bible declares in John chapter 16, verse 33, that in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, because God has already overcome the world. Every single person you admire, every person that you know, has faced fear, uncertainty, disappointment, rejection, grief, or pain. Listen, the difference between you and them is that they kept going. And I want to encourage you, wherever you're listening to this podcast, get up, dust yourself off, and keep going. Why? Because you can do hard things. The reality is not that successful people avoid hard things. The reality is that successful people make up in their mind that no matter how hard it is, I'm going to face it and I'm going to fight it. The difference is that they learn how to move through it. So many people were taught to fear discomfort. We were taught that if something feels difficult, then maybe we're on the wrong path. But honestly, something difficult is often confirmation and proof that you're growing and headed in the right direction. Think about it for a second. Healing is hard. Leadership is hard. Discipline is hard. Building a business is hard. You see where I'm going here? Staying committed is hard. Becoming healthier is hard. Setting boundaries, that's hard. But avoiding those things, they're equally as hard, because regret is hard. Staying stuck is hard. So eventually we have to all decide, which hard are we willing to live with? Am I willing to deal with the fact that I came against a struggle and I gave up? Or am I willing to face the fact that I came up against a struggle and I fought my way through it? Not because I'm fighting alone, but because I have the tenacity to fight and the wherewithal to get through it. And I know that God is on my side. Let me tell you something. There's no version of life where you can completely escape discomfort. I think I better say that again. There's absolutely no version of life where you can completely escape discomfort. You either face the discomfort of growth or the discomfort of regret. And if I'm being real, regret weighs a whole lot more. I remember seasons of my life when I genuinely thought, look, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Not because I was weak, not because I was overwhelmed, but I was just exhausted. And I'm talking to somebody right now listening to this podcast, and it's not that you are incapable. It's just that you may be tired. You may be weary. You may be even worn out. I want you to take a moment, pause, take a deep breath, and tell yourself, I can do hard things. Because here's the truth. Some people mistake exhaustion for weakness. But you can be tired and still be strong. You can be overwhelmed and still be capable. You can be afraid and still move forward. And that's what courage actually looks like. It's the willingness to keep going anyway. You know, I think we've romanticized courage as the big dramatic thing, when in reality, courage often looks quiet. Sometimes courage is just getting out of bed. Sometimes courage is making the phone call or trying again after disappointment. Sometimes courage is allowing yourself to begin again. And one of the biggest reasons why people give up too early is because they quit in the middle. And the middle is uncomfortable. The middle is where motivation fades. The middle is where progress feels invisible. It's where doubt gets loud, and it's where nobody is clapping for you. It's where you are too far to turn back, but you're not as close as you want to be. And honestly, that space can feel lonely. And a lot of people turn back during that stage because they expect growth and they want the reward sooner. But real growth is messy. Real growth humbles you. stretches you. Sometimes growth feels like losing before it feels like winning. And that's why resilience matters more than talent. I want to encourage you, wherever you're listening to this, tell yourself, I can do hard things. Now, I want you to tell yourself, I am more resilient than I think. You see, you may be talented, you may be gifted, you may be amazing at what you do, but nothing beats resilience. Because resilience keeps you moving when every part of you wants to give up. You see, we admire people for what we can see, their outcomes, the product of their labor, but we rarely think about what the cost was for them to get to where they are today. We see the athlete holding the trophy, but we don't see the injuries, the early mornings, the late nights, the losses, the discipline, the self-doubt, or even the moments that they wanted to quit. We even see successful people online and think their lives must be amazing, but we don't see the challenges behind the scenes. We don't see the versions of them that wanted to give up. And I'm talking to somebody right now that's listening to this podcast, and you may feel like you're on the brink of giving up. Before you give up, I want you to remind yourself that you can do this. You see, I don't know what your this may be, but whatever your this is, you can do it. There is a version of yourself waiting on you to become all that you need to become. Because the version of yourself that is in the not yet would look back at the version of yourself in the right now and tell yourself, keep moving. We're not too far away. You see, the version of yourself you're becoming is being shaped in private moments that nobody sees. In your consistency, in your healing, in your discipline, and in your refusal to give up. And the reality is, I want to also talk to the person listening who may feel weak right now. Maybe life has been lifing. Maybe it's been heavy. And maybe you're emotionally drained. Maybe you're carrying responsibilities that nobody even knows about. I need you to remember something. You've already survived 100% of the things that you once thought would break you. And if you've already survived those things, what makes you think you won't survive this? You see, there were moments in your life where you genuinely didn't know how you were going to make it, and yet you're here. Maybe still processing, maybe still rebuilding, but you survived. And I think that sometimes we overlook our own strength because we normalize our survival. We forget how much courage it took just to keep going. Sometimes strength doesn't look dramatic at all. Sometimes strength looks like showing up while grieving. Sometimes strength is not loud. Sometimes strength is just moving forward when everything in you wants to stop. Sometimes it looks like going to therapy, staying sober, setting boundaries, or it even looks like starting over. Strength is simply the refusal to quit. And if nobody has told you lately, I'm incredibly proud of you. I'm proud of you for continuing. I'm proud of you for getting up. I'm proud of you for pushing past the pain. Even if your progress feels slow, even if your healing isn't complete, even if you still have hard days, as we all have, progress is still progress. A win is still a win. We live in a culture that glorifies overnight success, but real transformation usually happens slowly but methodically, consistently but day by day. You know, I remember growing up in elementary school, I would go, I'd be a certain height in fourth grade. But then over the summer, I'd play, do whatever I'd do, and then come back in fifth grade, and my teacher would say, wow, Daryl, you've grown, you're tall. And I would think to myself, okay. But what I didn't realize is that slowly but surely, I was growing and developing, and I couldn't recognize it because I was with myself every moment of the day. But those who hadn't seen me recognized something that I didn't see. Can I tell you something? You are growing and you're developing. You may not see it with your natural eye because you're used to being around you. But I want to congratulate you on your growth. I want to congratulate you on where you've come from. And more specifically, I want to celebrate where you're going. You know, another thing I think that keeps people stuck is this idea that we have to feel ready before we move forward. We tell ourselves, I'll do it when I'm more confident. I'll do it when I'm less scared. I'll do it when I feel ready. But the reality is most life-changing decisions happen before you feel prepared. Nobody fully feels ready to become a parent, launch a business, move to a new city, trust again, or even reinvent themselves. Confidence can come before the action, but sometimes it can come after the action. Fear will always try to convince you to wait a little longer, to prepare more, to delay it until conditions are better. But perfection is a moving target. Conditions will never be perfect. Situations will never be as ideal as you want them. But can I tell you something? You can do hard things. If you wait for certainty, you may wait forever. And maybe the goal isn't to eliminate fear. Maybe the goal is simply to stop letting fear make every decision for you. Because brave people feel fear too. They just don't obey it. Fear, worry, stress is natural for the human being. But those of us who are believers in Christ, we don't embrace or subscribe to the idea of fear controlling our lives. We believe that we are people of faith. And where there is faith, fear cannot abide. Therefore, I want to encourage you to stand up and declare without any reservation, I can do hard things. You know, one of the things that I believe is imperative that I share with you, and it's something that you may not necessarily hear a lot, but it's absolutely true. I believe that hard seasons are necessary for our growth and development. Hard seasons are necessary because they create a sense of depth that seasons of ease cannot prepare us for. There are some lessons that you can only learn through the struggle. You see, hard lessons teach us patience, empathy, endurance, humility, and even it teaches us to be grateful. And you know, while I would like to tell you that your life will be peaceful, that your life will be grand, that your life will be amazing, it will be irresponsible of me to leave you with that and not prepare you for the challenges that may come your way. But can I tell you something? Even though challenges may come your way, you can do hard things. I want to say that again. You can do hard things. You see, the truth is, I believe that difficult seasons reveal who we really are. Pressure reveals character. You learn what matters most when life gets hard. As a matter of fact, you also learn who matters when life gets hard. You learn what you're capable of surviving. You learn what you need to let go of. And sometimes hardships strip away illusions that force us to become more honest with ourselves. So listen, if you're in a hard season right now, I want to leave you with a few practical reminders. First of all, stop trying to fix your entire life at once. Sometimes the only thing you need to focus on is the next step. Not the next 5 years, not the next 10 years, but the next step, the next decision, the next move. Here's reality. You can't do this on your own. You need help. All of us do. Because here's the truth. If you could have done it on your own, you would have done it a long time ago. We all need help. Secondly, I want to encourage you to rest. Many of us feel like we're allergic to that word. Rest. But there's a difference between resting and quitting. You see, rest is not failure. You're allowed to pause. You're allowed to recover. Just don't mistake rest for surrender. Number three, I want you to pay attention to the way you speak to yourself. I want to say that again. I want you to pay attention to the way that you speak to yourself. If you would not allow someone else to speak negatively to you, why are you allowing you to speak negatively to you? If you won't allow somebody to talk down to you, why are you allowing yourself to talk down to you? If you're constantly telling yourself that you're failing or that you're incapable, eventually you're going to believe that. So speak to yourself with honesty, but be compassionate about how you speak to yourself. And finally, ask for help when you need it. Remember, I told you at the beginning, we can't do this alone. It's okay to ask for help because we all want to be strong, but what good is strength in isolation? Community matters. You don't have to carry everything by yourself. I know you're strong. I know you got it. I know you're a Superman, but you're not Superman. I know you're a Superwoman, but you're not Superwoman. You get it? It's okay to be strong, but it's also okay to ask for help. There'll be seasons where you feel stretched, uncertain, exhausted, and even uncomfortable. But discomfort doesn't mean defeat. You are more resilient than fear tells you. You're more capable than doubt suggests. And even when things don't unfold perfectly, you still can do hard things. Why? Because you have the ability to adapt, to heal, to rebuild, grow, and begin again. And listen, as we go, let me remind you, you can do hard things. Maybe the hard thing for you right now is trying again. Maybe it's healing. Maybe it's letting go. Maybe it's setting boundaries. Or maybe it's believing in yourself again. Listen, whatever your hard thing is, don't underestimate your ability to move forward. One breath, one step, one choice, one decision at a time. Listen, you got what it takes. You can do this. I believe in you. And I want you to say without a shadow of a doubt, I can do hard things.
Thanks for listening to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Follow us on social media at Necessary Conversations Podcast. Join the conversation by leaving a message on our website, necessaryconversationspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified every time a new one drops. Now, go have the conversations you need to have with the people you need to have them with.